Art Desloges is seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for state representative in the 1st Plymouth District, and he joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Mr. Desloges, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. My name is Art Desloges, and thank you for the opportunity to deliver my message. And I am running for state representative in the 1st Plymouth District. I was raised in Saugus by working-class parents, and after Boston College, I joined the Peace Corps to make a difference in the world. I was a high school teacher in Ghana, West Africa. We faced poverty and lack of resources. I learned that faced with adversity, working together was the best way to overcome these challenges. Upon my return, I got an MBA. I was recruited by Citibank. I rose quickly through the ranks because of my competency. I became a senior corporate executive, leading a staff of more than 1,000 people and a budget of over $100 million. At Citibank, I learned how to build coalitions at senior levels. This is a critical skill to be a successful legislator. I reached out to dozens of executives in other banks to change industry protocols to the benefit of millions of consumers. I did this by negotiating, finding common ground, and building trust. I will build similar coalitions at the State House to get things done for the benefit of Plymouth. Upon retirement, I fell in love with Plymouth for all of the usual reasons. But our life of happy retirement was not to be. My son struggled for years to be socially included. He turned to drugs and died of a heroin overdose shortly after his college graduation. My wife and I were devastated. She passed away several years later. My family was gone. But all this tragedy gave me a North Star, so I dedicated myself to public service. My journey began with becoming an intern at the State House as part of my master's program at Tufts University. I did this to learn how things get done on Beacon Hill. My journey continued. I was drawn by the injustice voiced by the community about the plan by Holtec to discharge radioactive water into Cape Cod Bay. I became a leader on the grassroots groups fighting this discharge. I wrote legislation to put a citizen majority on the oversight panel. I testified in support of this legislation at the Joint Committee. Our group compelled regulators to hold a public hearing in which I testified. In the end, Holtec was denied a discharge permit, a major regulatory victory for the community. I am proud to say that on this issue, I walked the line. On affordable housing, one young couple told me it is impossible to find a home in Plymouth. Again, I wanted to be part of the solution, so I testified as a town meeting member from Plymouth in support of the $5 billion bond bill in the Massachusetts legislature. I'm deeply connected with the community. I'm appointed to the Town Master Plan Committee and the Citizens Net Zero Advisory Committee. I'm an active board member of Child and Family Services, offering emergency treatment to behavioral health issues. I'm a board member of the Sierra Club, who endorsed my campaign, and recently the board of the Plymouth League of Women Voters. I will work full-time and use my legislative salary to hire more aides at my expense to work on issues impacting Plymouth. In closing, after the death of my son, but before the death of my wife, she turned to me and said, "Art, you know how to get things done. Bring justice to Tommy's death. Stop the stigma and the shame of asking for help. And by extension, justice for all those who want an affordable home. Justice for all those who want a higher education. Justice for all those who want a planet for their children to live on." My message is a message of justice. That's why I'm running, and that's why I'm asking for your vote. Thank you.
And where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
Yeah, artdeslogesforchange.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure to be here.